I'm here with Representative Taylor Collins. We're here for Southeast Iowa Days up at the Capitol. We're not really at the Capitol right now, but Taylor, tell us what's going on.
Well, we're at the reception for Southeast Iowa Days. Always look forward to this group coming up and seeing me in Des Moines. You know, being about 2.5 hours from Des Moines, I don't see as many folks as, you know, the folks obviously maybe live in Ankeny. So it's always good to see my constituents up here, hear their concerns and what do we should be working on. But also really enjoy, honestly, the most important thing is hearing from the Empower You kids. That's always a really enjoyable part of this, and seeing their presentations. I heard they were excellent today.
They were.
And I heard from a couple of them that they got some really good feedback. So it's always good to see that.
I think it's always fun to see the younger people kind of getting involved with what's going on at the Capitol. So going around tonight, what have you heard from people in Southeast Iowa? What are the things that they want you to work on?
Pretty consistent what we've heard for many years now, right? We have a population problem, so it's all about workforce, right? Really, I don't hear much about regulatory environment anymore. I think we've done a really good job making sure we have a pro-business regulatory environment. Same with taxes. We've done an excellent job when it comes to corporate and income. Also continuing to hear about property taxes, obviously. That's going to be a top issue this session, making sure we deal with that situation. You know, speaking specifically to the folks in Henry County, we've seen a 40% increase over the last 10 years, and that's unsustainable. It's unsustainable for homeowners, but also for business owners who want to invest back in their community. So those are just a few of the things I'm hearing. Obviously, education is a big topic as well. I love that the Empower You kids actually focus on community college bachelor degrees. We passed that at the Higher Education Committee last week, and so always good to see that our students are engaging on a lot of the issues we're working on up here, honestly.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You were just having a robust conversation about schools and funding and oversight. What's going on in the education realm? What can you tell us?
There's always a lot going on, and there's always a lot going on because most of our budget goes to education. About 45% goes to K-12. If you include the funding for higher education, it's about 55%. And so just some of the changes I'm looking at in the Higher Education Committee this year, as I share, we're taking a hard look at community college bachelor degrees, which I think could really benefit our part of the
especially
region.
Especially Southeast Iowa, yeah.
100%. And we're really looking at the Henry County area we're lacking now when it comes to options. And I'm not trying to turn the community colleges into liberal arts colleges. That's not our intention. But I want to make sure that we provide them a little bit of flexibility so they can offer a program in nursing, in business, in education. Listening to the superintendents, they tell me that it would be a huge leg up. And somebody who's maybe a paraeducator educator who wants to get their teaching certificate, and that way we can get them right into the classroom and serve the needs in our community.
And they might even still be able to continue
right.
being a para while they're getting
right.
that.
And that's the beauty of community college, right? I think it's some folks don't have the time or the resources to, for example, move into the dorms at Pella at Central College. And
sure.
So this is really meant to address and upskill and reskill the existing workforce that we have in Southeast Iowa, because we can't, you know, bring all these new people here, and if we're continuing to see a decline in population rates and birth rates, we got to make sure that we're giving our workforce here a leg up that we can work on.
Well, one question I do have, you know, the property tax thing has come up a lot throughout the conversations here
yeah.
that I've had on the Capitol. But when we talk about schools and we talk about property taxes,
yeah.
what are your thoughts on, you know, we're not really looking maybe at schools funding and we're kind of pushing that burden onto cities and counties. What would your thoughts on that be, or your response to that be?
Well, there's only some minor changes being considered to school funding when it comes to property taxes, because really, if we were to address that, we would have to address the whole school funding formula, and I don't think we're in a position to do that quite
okay.
yet. It's very complicated, and so you can't really nibble around the edges without reforming the entire system. And honestly, we have a pretty good funding system right now where it doesn't put a ton of burden on local property taxpayers. You look at some states like Illinois, the vast majority of the burden is on property taxpayers. For us, the state of Iowa makes a significant investment. You know, really what I'm hearing from local folks on property taxes, they need the consistency. We can't see 5-10% increases annually. That's unsustainable. At the same time, we can't pass every inflationary increase onto the taxpayer, right? Because I know, listening to many folks, their incomes are not going up 5-10% annually.
No.
And that's totally unsustainable, not only from perspective of folks who are retired, are on fixed income, want to retire in their home, and folks who are young and trying to find a first house, right? I mean, we shouldn't have to budget this much their property taxes, I don't think.
Awesome. Well, is there any other thoughts that you have while you have the microphone that you want to share with the folks back in Southeast Iowa?
Just looking forward to talking to the folks over the next couple of days here. It's always good to see everybody up here in Des Moines, and this reception is always something I really enjoy.
Representative Taylor Collins, thanks for your time.
Thank you.